Welcome to Hustle and Faith. This podcast is dedicated to helping Christian women who want to analyze, apply, and amplify their God-given talents. We accomplish this by discussing topics such as business, self-improvement, health and beauty, and my random thoughts about life from a Christian perspective. I'm your host, Latasha Johnson.
Hi, everyone. My name is Latasha Johnson, and I am the host of the Hustle and Faith podcast. In today's episode, we're going to discuss how to make 2024 your best year yet. I'm all about living an extraordinary life, and the best way to go about doing that is to be cognizant of three areas in our life that we need to be very intentional in paying attention to. And that is to make sure that our mind, body, and soul are aligned, okay? Those three have to be aligned. And of course, God is at the top of the list, right? As Christians, we know that we need to make sure that we always check in with God. He is at the top of the list. And in order to make sure that we're doing those, we need to make sure that our mind, body, and soul are aligned. Because if you're missing one of these three steps, trust me, you are not going to have the energy or the mindset to accomplish your goals. And so, you know, here we go. Let's just go ahead and dive right in. So the first area that we want to make sure that we address in 2024 is our mind. And so this list is going to look different for everyone. But one of my major goals for 2024 in the area regarding the mind is that I'm always looking to invest in myself, okay? And one of the major areas that I really want to start paying more attention to is, believe it or not, real estate. And if you would have told me several years ago that, Tasha, you're going to have this desire to get into real estate, I would have laughed at you and said, what are you talking about? Because honestly, back then, the old Tasha was very hesitant to dream. You know, I was just looking at my resources and not realizing that in order to accomplish my goals, I had to tap into God's resources, right? Making sure that I put Him at the list. And so real estate is one of the things that I really want to get into, is because I'm really looking to get into more passive income, if you will, and be in a position to help out other people. So one of my main goals, like I said, was real estate. And one of the folks that I have already started looking into various folks and resources to help me get more knowledge in this particular area. So just to give you a quick backstory, I finally bought my first home almost about 3 years ago. And even though I have less than ideal neighbors, this was definitely the major purchase and major dream that I accomplished in my life that I really didn't foresee myself achieving. And the whole backstory into how I was able to get my dream condo is something else. So I'll probably tell that in a later video. But anyway, I digress. So one of the things that I made sure that I have on tap for 2024 is having a realtor. And if you're in the Chicagoland area, I highly recommend that you check out Aisha Otto. She's a licensed broker and she is just absolutely amazing. She's very conscientious. She's kind. She's professional. She's very thorough. And she's going to be in a position to really help you achieve your goals. So she doesn't even know I'm doing this video. again, this is not a sponsored post or video in any way, shape, or form. This is just me simply sharing some of the resources and folks that I think you guys might want to check out in order to achieve your 2024 goals. So again, if you're in the Chicagoland area, check out Aisha Otto. She is definitely a realtor that I trust, and I know she's going to help me achieve my goal in finding a second property that I can consider to be an investment. And again, I'm not looking to be some rich real estate mogul in any way, shape, or form, but realizing that there are just so many people that need affordable housing, and realizing the fact that I am looking for more passive income, quite frankly, because we'll go into this in more videos later this year, but working a 9-to-5 is just not the most sustainable way of trying to plot out the rest of my life, right? Like, I don't sneeze at any of the 9-to-5s. I know we all need to work. I'm currently working a 9-to-5. But again, as I get older, I realize that, you know, you're going to be on the sliding end of the corporate world's ladder, if you will. So I'm trying to plot my second act, be more proactive in plotting my second act. So real estate is definitely going to play a role in that. Another thing that I wanted to do in investing in myself in 2024 is really growing the Hustle and Faith podcast. So Hustle and Faith is a podcast that I started. It's a passion project. I literally started this podcast at the lowest point of my life, literally lost everything, y'all. I'll go into this a little bit more in some later videos, but I literally lost everything back in 2018. You know, I lost my job, I lost my savings, I lost everything that you can name of, okay? And it was at that lowest point in my life that I decided that I didn't want my suffering to be in vain. And that's why I started the Hustle and Faith podcast. And again, I've always treated this as more of a passion project, but I really want to make this something more. And so I knew that in order to achieve this goal, that I needed to get better at YouTube, because I really do want to kind of come from behind the curtain, if you will, because I've been kind of reluctant in doing videos because I'm more of an introvert. But I realized that in order to achieve my goals, I really do need to put myself out there a little bit more. And so that's one of the main reasons why I'm doing this video, is because I recently started the Video Ranking Academy created by Sean Cannell. And I am so grateful that I came across this program, because I'm learning a lot. If you don't have the time, invest the money. If you don't have the money, then you need to invest the time. And I'm at that point, not saying that I've arrived, but I am really looking for a shortcut, if you will, because I really want to grow this channel, this Hustle and Faith community. I feel like a lot more Christian women need to come together and be more connected. And I feel like YouTube is the platform. YouTube and my podcast, obviously, are the two platforms that I really want to grow, because I feel like these are the best mediums for me to connect with my audience. So the Video Ranking Academy, cannot say enough about this program. I just started this program maybe about two or three weeks ago, and I'm just going through the modules like crazy. Like, Sean did an amazing job with this program, and I am not being paid in any way, shape, or form. This is not a sponsored post or video. He's just done an amazing job, and I'm learning a lot. And the community that he has created has fostered so many different ideas, and I feel like I'm connecting with different people. And I'm really excited to see what 2024 brings for me in terms of this channel. And I can't wait to look back a year from now to see how far I've come, because I am learning a lot, and I plan on putting into practice a lot of the knowledge that I'm learning from the program. So for those folks that are on the fence, I get it. It's definitely an investment, but again, what you get from the program, I'm seeing a lot of value. I really am. So if you're on the fence thinking, ooh, I don't know, just jump in. Just jump in, because it is worth it. Trust me. And I just know that the tips that I'm learning, yes, they're geared towards YouTube, but as someone that's in marketing, this can apply to so many different areas as well. And I am one of those people. I'm not a big social media person. And I realize the irony in that. My background is marketing, but I specialize in market research. So I'm more of a data geek nerd, if you will. So that's one of the things that I'm like, oh, I gotta get a little bit better at the social media part and promoting myself. But if that's something that you need to do as well, then I highly suggest that you check out this program, because it's something that we all need to do, okay? We need to be known for more than being a great employee within our company. And yes, we are to do what God calls us to do wherever we are with excellence, but it is more important for me, and quite frankly, I think it should be for you as well, to be known outside of your company, okay? Because let's say you get laid off tomorrow. No one's going to know or really care that you are the greatest employee at XYZ. Your reputation outside of that company is what's going to be more important and, quite frankly, draw more opportunities your way. So that's something to think about, okay? Another thing that I'm very much looking forward to, and this has been, this is more of a lifetime goal, if you will, because I have been taking Spanish for, I don't know, maybe 3 or 4 years with my favorite teacher, and her name is Juliet. And Juliet, she's not aware that I'm doing this video either, I think, but I thoroughly enjoy my classes with Juliet. I am taking Spanish with Juliet, and I'm going to leave all of her information, as well as Aisha and Sean's information, in the description, so be sure to check that out. But one of the major reasons that when it comes to the mind, I wanted to make sure that I am in a position to speak another language, because I thoroughly plan on traveling more in my second act, and a lot of the places I want to go to are hot. Okay, so a lot of the Latin countries, hot, and I want to make sure that I'm able to speak with the locals in their native language and not be like one of those Americans that just expects people to know English, okay? Not everyone knows English, and it's kind of arrogant for you to travel to a different country and expect them to speak English, and you didn't take any type of initiative to try to speak the language and the country that you wish to travel to, okay? At least know a couple words. So anyway, I've been taking Spanish for about 3 or 4 years. I understand it better than I speak it, but I'm a little shy on the speaking part, but Juliet has definitely forced me out of my shell, and I just love our classes. I thoroughly enjoy our classes, guys. And in fact, I got my mom taking Spanish too, okay? And my mom has been taking classes with Juliet as well. Her classes are so much fun. They're interactive. She's got games. We practice role-playing together. And she's just an all-around very, very nice person. So if you are looking to add speaking another language to your roster of things that you want to accomplish in 2024, then you definitely need to check out Juliet. All right, so we just finished addressing one area that we need to focus on for 2024, and that is the mind. The next area that we need to focus on is the body. All right, so if you're anything like me, you're probably thinking, okay, 2024 is going to be my year to lose weight. And I'm not a big girl by any means, but I still want to lose some pounds, okay? We all have the ability to lose weight, look and feel our best. I'm definitely no different to that, okay? Because I definitely have put on some pounds that really should not be there. And I want to make sure that I get rid of those pounds. So the best way that I'm going about doing that is participating in the Extreme Hip Hop Challenges with Phil Wheaton. If you have not seen any of the extreme challenges and you're listening to this via audio, please be sure to check out in the show description the link to the video, which is what I'm creating right now. But I'm also putting this audio so my folks on Spotify and Apple can hear this as well. But this is one of my favorite ways to work out. Those extreme challenges are phenomenal. I absolutely love them. He has a mixture of weights, body weight, cardio, and then stepping. Stepping, step day is my absolute favorite. I don't care what your level is, you're going to get a workout, okay? Even if you can't get all the steps, you're going to get a workout. The whole purpose is just to get you moving. And if you're one of those folks that you're new to exercising, this is something that I highly suggest that you check out. And even if you're advanced, quite frankly, you're still going to get a workout. I love the extreme challenges so much that I actually purchase a subscription. So I make sure that I attend the live classes that he has as well as the challenge classes. So that may be something that you want to do if you want to work out at home. Look into that program, okay? And they have accountability partners and all that good stuff. So Please be sure to check that out because that is one heck of a workout. And another way, in conjunction with doing that program, I also make sure that I go to the gym. I've got a gym membership. I love using the weight machines. And as you get older, you're going to realize that you really do need to start. Yes, everyone's big on cardio, and I get that, but you need to incorporate weights as well, okay? Weights is super important as you get older because we start to lose density in our muscles and all that stuff. So make sure that you are really taking time out to care for your health because you only get one body. Right? Like we don't get any do-overs. Life is not a dress rehearsal. This is it. Okay? So I wanted to make sure that as I get older, I want to make sure that I'm taking care of myself. And yes, you can exercise all day long, but if your diet is crap, guess what? It all the exercise in the world is not going to help you, okay? You need to make sure that your diet is on par too. Make sure that your diet is on par. I am saying that again. One of the ways that I'm making sure to, I eat relatively healthy, but one thing that I have never really gotten into is the juicing. And that is something that I want to take a look at further in 2024. I've got a couple channels that I'll leave in the description as well that have got some really healthy recipes for juicing. So, I really want to do some detox cleansing, things of that nature that I've never really done before. I'm decreasing a lot of my meat intake. Can't go vegan. I'm gonna tell you that right now. This girl likes meat. Okay, so that is not on the list, but I do want to it like decrease some of my meat intake. I wasn't a big meat eater to begin with, but to really jumpstart my diet, I want to decrease some of the meat that I've been eating. So, juicing, quite frankly, is going to replace one of my meals. And I think that's going to help in my endeavor to lose weight. And when you're exercising and you're eating right, guess what? You're going to sleep better. And that is something that I am focused on 2024. I am such a nerd, as I mentioned. I do, my background is in market research, so I love looking at data and just kind of like looking at, oh, this is interesting. So I have a Fitbit and I've got an Apple Watch, and I really have been watching my sleep lately because I realized that certain parts of the year, I realized that I was a little bit more restless than others, other parts, and just, and those are periods of my life where I just had a lot more going on. And quite frankly, I found myself burning both ends of the candle, and I don't want to be in that position again. And I was putting a lot more pressure on myself than need be. And being able to look at my sleep, the sleep functions on the Fitbit or the Apple Watch really allowed me to have an eye-opening experience. Like there were a couple nights I was only getting like 5 hours, and that's not good. And I really felt it the next day getting the 5 hours. When I was younger, I was able to kind of, get away with that. But as I've gotten older, that ain't happening. Okay. This girl needs at least, and at the very least, at least six to really, really function. Okay. Eight, if you really want to have a high functioning Tosh. Okay. So I realize how important sleep is. So I've been a lot better making sure that I make my environment hospitable to making sure that I get enough sleep. So I've cut out the scrolling on Instagram because there have been some times where I look at some of my favorite content creators and, for to like just checking in to see some of the stuff to make me laugh and then go to sleep. But I noticed that I was like, wait a minute. I just wanted to be on here for like 5 or 10 minutes. What happened? Why is it like a half hour later and I'm still wide awake? And that's not good. So what I've done is that I now just put immediately when I'm ready to go to bed, I make sure that I've got my phone away from me And I've got it on one of my favorite Bible apps. So there's Dwell, there's Abide, or just listening to one of my favorite sermons on YouTube. And that is how I go to sleep. So that may be something that you may want to incorporate into your schedule as well. And if you're really, really, really having a rough time trying to get to sleep, I am not a doctor in any way, shape, or form, but I do know quite a bit about of like different vitamins and supplements. So melatonin is something that you may want to look into. That's an all-natural supplement that really helps encourage you to get a better night's sleep. Making sure that before you go to bed, taking a hot shower, a hot bath is something that you want to incorporate to your schedule as well, because that heat and warmth really relaxes the body and prepares you to go to sleep. So again, we've just tackled two of the three areas that you need to focus on for 2024 to make 2024 your best year yet. And last but not least is the soul. Okay, so we've got our mind, we've got our body, we've got our soul. You can't neglect the soul, okay? And the soul is what really, that's our character, right? Like we need to make sure that we are feeding our heart and with the right content to really, really motivate us to help other people as well as helping ourselves, okay? So one of the things that I want to recommend to you guys, if you're seeking to have a deeper prayer life, is the book Draw the Circle. And I'm going to leave all of this information in the description, but the book Draw the Circle was a really great book for me. It literally has different stories about how people were able to use prayer in order to draw closer to God. And again, prayer is our communication. Okay, that is how we communicate with God. And if our prayer life isn't right, I guarantee you nothing else is really going right for you either. Trust me, been there. I'm not just not just saying that. So I wanted to really have a deeper prayer life. And I have already read this book, but I'm sharing this with you because for 2024, that should be your goal, is to really, if you're looking to make sure that your soul is aligned with God, make sure that you check out this book, because there are a lot of practical pieces of advice that I found to be super helpful. And I'm still doing some of those, some of the advice that was shared in the book today. Another book, and this one I'm biased. All right, I'm biased to this book, but it is called Pearline Johnson. All right, that's my mommy, Pearline Johnson, A Collection of Life Stories. And I named this book An Amazing Mother. And so this book is not for sale, but I was able to create this book. I actually tricked my mom into writing this one through a company called Storyworth. And so Storyworth, what they do, they are a company that sends, like, let's say, for example, it's always been your desire to have a collection of your stories to leave to your loved ones, friends, whatever. This company came up with the genius idea of once a week sending questions to the person who wants to create the book. You can create your own book or you could send it to a loved one. And so for my mom's birthday last year, I bought her this subscription. So every week she was diligently answering the questions that I wanted to have answered. And again, if you're not quite sure what questions you should be answering, Storyworth can help you with that. They have question prompts as well. But I had quite a few personal questions that I wanted to ask my mom so I could have all of that knowledge, all the nuggets of knowledge that she's so filled with in one book. And so this book is very special to me. And the reason you're probably wondering, well, I don't know your mom, like why do I need to know this? But the reason why I'm saying this, guys, is if there is someone in your life that you love and you're wondering, you know what, they have so much knowledge, I wish that I could just be able to revisit that knowledge on a daily basis, or, you know, or sometime in the future or whatever, give that person a StoryWorth subscription, okay? And every week, like I said, my mom was diligently answering the questions that would be emailed to her. My mom is not the most tech savvy, love her, but she's just not. It was great because she would literally get the email, respond to the email, upload any little pictures or any other objects that she wanted to have included to the book. And then she would send the email right back. And at the end of the year, I was able to log into StoryWorth and see all the questions she answered. And all those questions were combined into creating this book. And so if you are looking to have something from your loved one, all of those stories and all those memories in one book, I cannot suggest enough, get that person a StoryWorth subscription. And last but not least, for the soul for 2024, I've got one big, very audacious goal, which is my own book, How to Live an Extraordinary Life with or Without Mr. Right, a Christian woman's guide on how to survive and thrive on Single Avenue. This book is something that I should have, quite frankly, written years ago, but I allowed fear and just so many other things to get in the way. But 2024 is my year to release this book. And one of the reasons why I decided to write this book is because I just feel like there are so many single Christian women that are going around feeling less than because of their marital status. And quite frankly, that is just not acceptable. That is not acceptable, not on my watch, because I know for a fact that God created every last one of us with gifts and talents that, quite frankly, we need. Your marital status has nothing to do with that. And so my goal for this channel, quite frankly, but also specifically for this book, is to encourage Christian women, especially single Christian women, to really take time to figure out what the extraordinary life looks like for you, okay? And one of the ways we're going to dig into that is by looking at various single people that were in the Bible, specifically Christian women. And I am just so excited for me to be in a position to finally release this book, because quite frankly, this is something that I wish I would have had when I was younger. I am all about encouraging people, and I want to make sure that the experiences I go through are not in vain. And I'm not writing this book from a, hey, I was single, now I'm married. Like, that is not the position in how I'm writing this book. I am a single Christian woman, and I do not have any kids. I no shade to anyone that has kids, but I have no desire to have kids. I'm open to the idea of marriage, but kids, not so much. But I realized that in many of the churches, it's kind of like the folks that are in my situation, they don't know what to do with us, right? Like sometimes you feel like you're a second-class citizen, and it's like, wait, it's not a condition, you know, there's nothing wrong with me. It's just that this is where I am in life right now. And I'm more than happy and content in my current situation. If God sends Mr. Right my way, great. If he doesn't, that's great too. I'm just going to live my life, and I'm going to live the extraordinary life. God doesn't want us to just merely exist. He wants us to live an extraordinary life. And so, in some later videos, I'm going to be going into a little bit talking about singlehood and all that great stuff too, but I am super excited to be writing this book, and I cannot wait to release this book as well, because I think it's going to help a lot of people. And yes, these are the ways, the areas, the three steps, whatever you want to call it, the mind, the body, and soul, and how to make 2024 your best year yet. And you're probably wondering, okay, well, Tasha, when it comes to the soul part, I mean, you talked about draw the circle, you talked about the story worth, and you're writing a book, but what should I do for my soul? And that's what I'm saying, guys. Look at what I just shared with you and see how you can leverage that in order to address the soul area of your life? You know, is there a book inside of you? Is there a podcast inside of you? God has given us all of these different gifts that so many of us have not really taken the time to cultivate. And that's one of the reasons why I wanted to start off with the Draw the Circle book, because that book discusses prayer. And in order for you to figure out what your God-given gifts are, you're going to need to pray. And so prayer is going to be the key for you, right? In order to figure out how to prioritize all the other things that I just talked about. So there you have it, the three areas that we need to focus on in order to make 2024 your best year yet: your mind, your body, and your soul. As long as those three are aligned, then you are going to be gold. All right. So tell me in the comments section, how do you plan on living your best year yet? Okay. How are you going to make 2024 your best year yet? I want you in the comments section to tell me, from a mind, body, and soul perspective, what are you going to do to make 2024 your best year yet? Thanks so much for taking time out to check out this video. If you enjoyed what I've shared with you today, be sure to subscribe. Take care. Thanks so much for listening to this episode. If you enjoy listening to Hustle and Faith and would like to support the show, please consider sharing it with your friends, rate or leave a review, donate, or make a purchase at our shop, Starring You Crew. Remember, if you're everything to everyone, you risk being no one. You never know who you will inspire. See you in the next episode.